Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. I think we'll start again from Samach Beis and Beis, second bottom line. And today we'll learn today Shir Nishmas Naftali Ben Chaim Shabbat Feivel. The other is today Shalom Shabbat Aliyah. And we have over here. What? Shalom Mishnah. That we got up to. It'll take 2 minutes. It'll take 2 minutes. Let's go over it. And I have over here pictures which were not uploaded, but you can go to swdaf.com in the courtesy of Rabbi Wolf from Beit Shemesh. So Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, HaKevesh, the Kevesh, HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach, was Shishim Ushtayim, 62. So Gemara says, wait a minute, HaNikshite, Rabbi Havan, it was 64, 32 and 32. So the Gemara says, Nimcha Poreach Ama Al Yisod Ama Al Asoveh. Well, first of all, there was no Soveh here on the south, if there would be a Soveh. The 32 is counted from the Soveh. From the Yisod. There's no Yisod here, but if there would be Yisod there, also the Ama of the Soveh, which was flush with the ramp, this will you lose two Amos. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amar Bar Chama, Kol Kivsei Kvashim, all the ramps, right? Look at Rashi, second line. Kol Kvashim Gedolim Uktanim, all the ramps, the big and small ones, Shehayu Sham that were there, Hayu Lahen Shipua, was a slope, Shalosh Amos, three Amos, La Ama Gova, for one Ama of height. What other ramps are there? What other ramps? No. All other ramps. Kol Kivashim Gedolim Uktanim. Where are the other big ramps?
There's a big ramp going up.
Yeah, but it's plural. All the other ramps. I wonder what we're actually talking about. The Minchas Avram says maybe he means the ramp that they used to take out the Parah Aduma. They build a ramp going from the Har Bayis to the Har Hazeitim. What does Rashi mean ramp? Yeah, in the ramp. But what does he mean? What other ramps are there?
It doesn't make sense.
All the ramps that go on there, all the ramps.
You have that one ramp. And
right.
Two ramps coming off of it.
Right.
That's more ramps.
Right. Chut, except for Mikiv Shoshav, except for the Mizbeach, except for the Kevin of the Mizbeach. Different. So what other ramps are there? Shalosh Amos Umechza Ve'etzba Ve'shalosh Etzba Ve'zachrusa. Shalosh Amos Umechza, three and a half Amos, Ve'etzba Ve'shalosh Etzba, one and a third fingers, Ve'zachrusa measured from the thumb. The reason, the machlokes now, if the 32 Amos is measured from the ground or from the slope.
We have a
1-3
ratio.
No. That's the difference between the height.
I can tell you how distant it is.
Right. The question is, who was talking with yesterday.
Exactly.
When we say that the ramp is 32 hours long,
we can figure it
does
out.
That mean the length of the base or the length of the ramp?
We don't need it.
So the answer is a machlokes. Rashi seems to imply it's the ramp, because he says shipua,
right.
Slope. Seems to imply, but there really is no answer. It's a machlokes. But the difference...
But if it gives a 3-1 ratio...
Right.
I know how high the Mizbeach was.
Right, it was 9 amas tall.
9 amas tall. So every 9 amas is 27, then it's 27 out this way.
Right. So then the 32 is this way.
Exactly.
So here we say it's 32 then here, right. And here's 33. Slope is 33.
That's not too powerful. 32 to 33 is impossible.
Why?
You don't remember math?
Right. So, fine. Very good. So, that's the story. And we will leave this Gemara now up to the Mishnah. Okay, I think this is the rest. I think all the pages are about there. Okay, next. Menachos. The next thing is Menachos. What are Menachos? Right? So Menachos had, just like animals, had four avodas, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. Menachos also had four avodas. What are the four avodas? Kmitza, right? Now, what does kmitza mean? Mincha was a flour. It was either flour, or actually it was already made into a matzah. So it was made into a matzah, they'd crumble it up before they did the kmitza. So you have, the kohen would stick his hand into the bowl, take out a kmitza full, three fingers full. Now, so what's left over in the bowl is called shirayim, even though it's much more than the kmitza. Still called Shirayim, because that's not getting burnt. Then there was something called Kiddush Kli. They would sanctify the Kli. That was the equivalent of Kabbalah. The next one was Halacha, the same thing as Halacha. And then instead of Zrika, they would burn the Komet on the Mizbeach.
But we burn them anyway.
Hmm?
What do you mean? Zrika is one step that we don't do. we burnt it anyway. Either way, the
no, no, that's right. That's the limb.
Right.
The flower is ending as the dam. The dam. Right. Then you can eat the rest of the carbon. Hayu nikmasos. There was kmitza. Okay. There was no kmitza for minchas kohen, minchas tzach. Okay, fine. B'chol makom bazara, anywhere in the azara. Unlike a kodshei kodshin, which has to be done b'tzafon, this can be done anywhere. Nechalsos nimin aklaim, it has to be eaten in the azara, l'zikrei kahuna, only males. B'chol maichal, for all, any way you want, you want to make it, I don't know, you know, whatever you want to bake this flour. L'yom v'layla, day and night, ad chatzos, until chatzos. Says Rashi, the last Rashi in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, l'yom v'ad chatzos, the alfinon mimincha's lach metoda. How do you know you can do mincha for one day and one night? Because you learn it out of the lach metoda. Just like a toda. You can eat it one day and one night. So too a carbon mincha.
You know,
so
I'm comparing
mincha to one's a kutche kutche, one's a kutche kalim.
First you're doing dam, then you're doing this.
Right, so the Fasema says in Menachos, the Gemara says it's compared to the kutche kutche. Just like kutche kutche. All of a sudden Rashi comes up with that. Okay. Rabbi Lazar says, mincha shenik mitza behechal. If a mincha, let's say you did komet behechal, in the hechal. With the hechal? The hechal is where the mizbeach and the shulchan and the menorah are. In there. You do the kmitza in there, share it, fine. You know why? Shekin matzino betziluk bezichin. Because on Shabbos, all Shabbos, Shabbos they would remove the lechem aponim, but before they would remove the lechem aponim and eat them, they would take two spoons, called bezichin, of lavona, and that would get burnt on the mizbeach on Shabbos. So what do you see? That's a little bit like a kmitza. Taking off the bezichin, matir the meat, the lechem. So too, and that was done in the Hechel. But that's what the Shulchan was. So too, you could do kmitza in the Hechel. Okay. Masa Rav Yirmiyah, wait a minute. It says, v'kamat misham mimakom shiragli hazar omdos. You can only do kmitza where a zar is allowed to be. Right? You can do kmitza. You can only do kmitza where a zar is allowed to be. A zar is not allowed to be in the Hechel. Okay? So what do you mean you can do kmitza in the Hechel? You can only do kmitza where a zar is. Then b'tzeira omer, minayin shim kam... That's not what it means. Minayin, it says v'kamat misham. V'kamat misham. Do kmitza there. Where's there? Mimakom sharad lehazar omdos. Where zar can go. Then b'tzeira omer, minayin shim kamat b'tzmal shiachza v'yikmat b'yamin. How do you know if I did it with my left hand, I have to go back and do it with my right hand? In other words, I didn't blow it. Talmud Lomar Misham Mimakom Shekamatz Kvar, the place you did it already. So the Kasha, right? So what do you mean you can only do it there? What do you mean you can do it in the Hechel? You can only do it where Azara's allowed to go, which is way, way, way further away, in the Azara. Ikadarmi, who most of them are Barakla, some say he asked the question, he answered it himself. Ikadarmi, Amalei Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Yerim Ben Chalasa. Rebbe Kiva gave the answer. Azbarallah. No! What it means is you can even do a Kmitza where Azara's are. Don't think this is like a carbon chatos, which can only be done with tafon. Nah, it can even be done with tafon. It can even be done where kazar is allowed to be. Ela lahashir kol azara kula, anywhere. Talking about the chamina, hal ba'ola, kache kache, umincha kache kache, ma'ola, ton tafon, amincha ton tafon. Right? Just, I would have thought that it's like an ola, and all the colors are with tafon. This also must be only be done with tafon. Kamash will know, because it's not anywhere. Where even in the Hechel, and even where a Zar could go. Right? Right. Okay. Where's the Zar allowed to go, by the way? A Zar is allowed to go in the 11 Amos of the Ezras Yisrael. One second. He is allowed to go further in, only to do Karbanos. To do a Tzmicha, or Tanufa, or Shechita. Fine. But wait a minute. It says the Gemara, the Pasuk is telling me, don't compare mincha to ola. Says the Gemara, I would have known that anyway not to compare them. Why? Mal ola shekin kalil. And ola's burnt up. How could you learn out ola? How would I have ever thought to learn ola from mincha? And therefore I need a pasuk to tell me, don't learn that. Ola's so different. Why? They're only burnt. The Gemara says, well, mechata, I would have learned it from chata. Also requires tzafon. Mal chata shekin mekaparet al chayve krisa. But chata is also very different. It's chayv on krisas. That's why it has to be done in the north. I would never have compared that to mincha in a million years. Says Moel me'asham. I would have compared mincha to asham. The ma'asham shekein mine damim. But asham is a blood carbon. So the Gemara says, you know what, mikulu. Learn that from all three. But you can't. Malakulu shekein mine damin. So why do we need a pasuk to tell me that mincha must be done, any, you can do mincha anywhere? I would know that anyway. What am I comparing it to? Says the Gemara, no, itzruch. I would have said the following. Since it says there's a special din by a mincha to do what's called hagasha. You just bring the bowl of flour to the mizbeach. On our base, we're going to go deeper into that. The heirim mimenu bikumso. And it says the heirim mimenu bikumso, right? Ma hagasha, the kerem arovis dromis. Just like hagasha is done in the southwest quarter. Ah kmita, the kerem arovis dromis. So too, the kmita should be done on the southwest corner. Kamash malan. Therefore, the pasuk comes to tell me, no. The kmita can be done wherever you want. The kmita can be done wherever you want. No problem. The hagasha, that must be done in the southwest corner. That's how the pasuk tells me to come at sham. Amar b'yochanan, says b'yochanan the following. We didn't ask this question before. Shlamim sheshachatan behechol ksheirin. A shlamim that shechted in the hechol is kosher. Shech the shlamim next to the menorah, that's fine. Shenemar v'shachatu oto pesach olam moed. Well, a lot of shechted in the olam moed. So v'loy he tafel chomim in the ikar. How could the olam moed? How could the azara, which is less holy, be more machmir than the hechol, which is more holy? So if I can shecht it in the azara, I can for sure shecht it in the hechol. How can the tuffel be worse than more than the ikar? Mm-hmm. Right? So then wait a minute. If that's the case, then what about Meitei? Rabbi Yochanan ben Betera Omer, Menaya, how do you know? Shemekifu ovdei kochav mitzkol hazara. The goyim surrounded the azara. And Rashi says they're catapulting into the azara. Shakahanam nechnasim l'sham. V'ochon sham kachim kachim. How do you know? They're allowed to go into the hechol, which is indoors. And be safe over there. And eat kachim kachim. The machlokas, they could eat kachim kalim. But kachim kachim they could eat. Tamadomer b'kodesh kachim taklenu. You can prepare your pasuk. Says the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk for? Bamai, name of b'chatzar ol moed yochulu. What do you mean? You're allowed to eat in the azara. Aren't you allowed to eat inside? The tafel worse than the ikker? Well, you tafel chom and ikker. Says the Gemara, v'hachi hashta. How could you compare eating to shechting? Hasam by shechting avoda the adam oved b'makom rabo amrinan. Right. Amrina, lo yitav v'chom minikah. Why come to avoda? I'm doing the work. So I'm doing it in front of the melech. I'm doing it in the heichel. What's wrong with that? Achila, it's a mitzvah to eat it. The ain adam okel b'makom rabo. That's not appropriate. Lo yitav v'chom minikah lo amrina. No, we don't say that. Therefore, if the catapulting and you want to get hide, you could go into the heichel. You could even eat kachikachim there. Why? I have a special pasuk. What about the din of this kav v'chomer that this can't be worth? That doesn't apply by eating. It only applies by kabanos. Okay, so that is a short little mishnah here about mincha, because it has omasechta, so we don't have to talk about it that much. That's what all the achronim say. That's why it's one little mishnah here, one little piece of gemara. Now we're going to talk about birds, and we're going to be on birds for a very, very long time. There are only two kavanos that are brought with birds. Either rachat sa'uf, or ola sa'uf. That's it. Now, rachat sa'uf, and they're only brought either from a tar or a b'nei yonah. That's the chatas of. So that's under the cap. Metora, Yoledes, right. Zav, those are all chatases. It's all considered chatas of. Chatas of also requires four avodas. What are the four avodas? Malika, Hazah, which is only by a chatas of. Mitui, they don't teach this in kindergarten. Mitui means you take the bird after it, and you squeeze it against the wall and the blood drips down. And the last one is Haktara, the only by an olas of. They have Haktara. Okay? So, here we go.
No, I love it because they do it right in front of it.
We're going to get to that. Chatas ha'ov, the chatas ha'ov, ha'yinas is al-keren dromit ma'aravit. It was on the southwest corner. U'b'chom makom ha'yisa k'sheira. Really, the whole thing was kosher. Ela ze ha'yisa mimkoma. That was its place. What that means? The Gemara will ask that question. What does that mean? U'shloshin dvarim ha'yosa. Karen Mishameshes Milmata, Vishlosha Milmaila. There were three things done at that corner below, three things done above. Milmata, what's below? Chatasov, Hagoshas of Minchas, Vishire Hadam, the leftover blood. What does Rashi say? Leftover blood, Shalchatas Hachitonos, of the outer Chatasas. What about every other chatas? Every other carbon has share with them. Why Rashi only say chatas and chitonos? Well, no, that's the spot. Right? So fascinating, the Nativ said, you know why Rashi said chatas and chitonos? Because by chatas and chitonos, you had a bowl full of blood, and you only used your finger.
Less amount.
So there's a 99.9% chance you're going to have left over. By every other chatos, you use the kli itself to sprinkle. So who said you're going to have left over? So if you have left over, Rashi wouldn't disagree. But it's amazing. He only picked this one because it's 99.9% chance you're going to have left over. Okay? Umumayla, what was on Lamayla? Nisach Hayayin. Okay, so this is a big machlokas about this. The Rambam had the whole tumult. Nisach Hamayim, Nisach Hayayin, Nisach Hayayin Avamayim. This is done above the red line.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we think that they're done on the floor?
No.
So there's another tube above the red line. The Rambam says, not like that, the whole thing. And the Olas Ha'of. And the Olas Ha'of. Ukashi Rabba B'Midrach. When there were too many Kahanim in the east, they send people down to do
overflow,
exactly. Kol Ha'ol L'Mizbech Ol Derech Yamin. Whenever you got up, you went to the Yamin. Umakifin, and you went around the yard in Derech Smol, and you would go down the Smol. Chutz, except min ha'ola legimel elu, except for these three things, which are what? Nizach hayayin, nizach hamayim, and the ola ta'ov, shayu olin, the yardin al ha'akev. They would go down the way they came up. Okay. Now, v'nahani mili. How do you know that the chatas ha'ov requires the southwest corner? Okay? How do you know that? So, the Gemara says, Amar Yeshua, Amar Kra, it says, lo yosim aleha shemen, v'lo yitin aleha lavona, ki chatasi. That's talking about a carbon olav yorid. So if you're very poor, and you can't afford a bird, or you can't afford an animal, and what did you do? What's the chatas ha'ov yored? Either you went into the basic picture and you were tamei, or you gave false testimony, whatever these things are. So you don't have any money. So you bring a chata, and you bring a mincha. But you don't put any lavona, and you don't put any shemen. Okay? Why? Because it's a chata. We're not making fancy chatas minchas out of your sin. Right? Now, what do you see from this? Chatas kuruya mincha. A chatas is called a mincha. U mincha kuruya chata. Mincha is a chata. Ma chatas tu'una tzafon, just like a chatas requires tzafon, af mincha tu'una tzafon. So to a mincha requires tzafon. In what way does the mincha require tzafon? Where does the mincha require tzafon? We just finished a whole Amud Aleph where we said the mincha could be anywhere. We said we're not comparing it to anything else. Who asked this question? Rashi. Look at Rashi. Chatas tu'una tzafon. Yodea ani, I know, shegirsa zu shibush. This girsa is incorrect. You know why? Shahari, lo chatas ha'ov, v'lo mincha, tu'una tzafon. Oh, I'm sorry, go back to one line more in the Gemara. Right? Now, so we said, just like a chatas requires tzafon, mincha requires tzafon. Ma mincha b'keren naravis dromis. Just like a mincha is done on the southwest corner, which we said, that's true. What's done in the southwest corner? Right? Just what's done in the southwest corner of the mincha? What? Hagasa, right? Avchatas, bekaren, maravis, dromit. So too, a chatas bird is done in the southwest corner. Says Rashi, yodei ani shegir zazu shibush. This is a mistake. Sharei lo chatas ha'ov below mincha tu'un and tafel. It doesn't require a tafel. The im tomar, you want to tell me minchas kote chalukim in ashar, that if it's a mincha brought for a sin like an olav yored, that's different. V'lachatas behema makish, and then you make a comparison to that mincha to a behema, just like a behema requires tafel, so too a mincha of a chatas requires tafel. Then havelel mitnei b'masnisan. Then the Mishnah should have said that. Diktoni leil. It said hamenachos nikmeset b'chol matzah bazara. Minchas could be done anywhere. It should have said chotz minchas chotei. Oh, but not minchas chotei. The Mishnah should have said that. V'od How can an oaf, what are we doing? We're comparing a chatas to a mincha to an oaf. So the chatas and the mincha require tafa. But the oaf doesn't? It doesn't make any sense. Sharei nasis v'kerim marovas dromit? That can be done in that corner. Ubehema habas tachas oaf pa'an tafon? And a behema, which if you have more money, is born in the north, that requires tafon? It doesn't make any sense. Right? So therefore it says Rashi, I have no idea. Aizik gives a suggestion. V'girsa achlina girsiba v'eni yadei amita. I don't know the truth. I don't know. The near v'enei may be like this. Ma chatas pesula shelo l'shma, af mincha pesula shelo l'shma. That's what I would have said. Right?
Maybe it's the best place to put it.
Right? It says, if Rashi couldn't figure it out, we're not going to figure it out. Uh-huh. Right? Okay. The Rivag is suggesting, he says, maybe it means that we're talking about the sanctification of the komet in the kli. That could be done there. A complicated thing. Okay. Now, umincha gufa menolan. And what about a mincha itself? How do you know that the hagasha of a mincha has to be done in that corner? The Tanya l'fnei Hashem. Yachal l'fnei Hashem means facing the Ol Moed. So we're going to have like this. One of these pictures have a... these are all about the other thing. Right, so where's the see where it says the word Myra? That's where the Ol Moed is. Right? That's where the Ol Moed is. Olmoid in the Myriv. So it says, L'fnei Hashem, Yachal b'Myriv. I would think it has to be b'Myriv. Talmud Lomar, El Pinei HaMizbeach. El Pinei HaMizbeach, right? Which is what? Darom. Yachal Darom, Talmud Lomar, L'fnei Hashem. So how do you pull that off? The answer is, do it in the corner. You get both. Nagisha Karim Arvus Dromus, Kineges Chuda Shal Karim Vidayo. You put it right in the corner. Okay? Now, Rabbi Lazar Omer, he's going to argue. He's going to say, hello, Yachal Yagishana Lamar Rava Shalkaren, O Ludroma Shalkaren. Where do you go? Do you go to the south or do you go to the west? Two psukim contradict. Amarta, Kol Makom Shata Moti Shnei Mikros. Whenever you have two psukim, Echad Mekayim Atzmo, U Mekayim Chaveiro, and one, you can fulfill it, and you'll also fulfill the other one. And one, you'll be able to fulfill it, but you won't be able to fulfill the other one. So then, obviously, you do the one where you can fulfill both. You do the one that you can fulfill itself, and the other one. And do the one, and that's what we're going to pick. Therefore, Kisha'at Omer El Pnei Hashem B'mayrov. If you do Pnei Hashem B'mayrov, Heichon Kayemes Es Pnei HaMizbeach. How could you do the other one? How are you going to fulfill it? Ukishata Omar Pnei Mizbeach B'Darom. But if you do it in the south, Kiyanta L'fnei Hashem B'Darom. You will satisfy both Psukim. Heichon Kiyanta. How are you going to satisfy both Psukim? Here's the kicker. Amar Ravashi Kasavar Haitana. This Tana holds that Kula Mizbeach B'Tzafon Koi. The Mizbeach was entirely in the Tzafon. Since it was entirely in the tzafon, there is no Myrav to contend with. All we care about is the south. That's L'fnei Hashem, and it's also Pnei HaMizbeach. That was the argument about. Where was the Mizbeach? If you hold it in the middle, then the Ol Moed is facing the Myrav. Therefore, it must be in that corner. If you hold it way not facing the Heichal, then the Darum's enough, and then I get both. Yeah. Okay. Next. Now, said... B'chol makom ha'isak sheira. Ma'ika amar. What did the Mishnah mean by that? You can do it anywhere? I'm sorry. You can do it here, but you can do it anywhere. B'chol makom ha'isak sheira. Anywhere was kosher, but do it here. What does that mean? So, ma'ika amar. What does that mean? Amar v'ashi ha'chikam. Here's what it means. B'chol makom ha'isak sheira l'milikasa. L'milika, you can do whatever you want. Ella duha yim karma la hazah. But do the hazah. The hazah has to be done in this corner. Says it's Tiferes Yisrael.
There's no halacha on it. So where are you going? So now you're going to go take it, drag it over.
Exactly. That's exactly what Tiferes Yisrael says. Why would you do the malika over there and do the hazah over here? Why? Because by schlepping it, you're only going to lose blood The head might fall. All these problems could arise. So do it right at the same spot. You don't have to. The Hazah has to be here. But it's a very good idea to do the Malika here also, so you don't run into problems. Why are you doing the Malika half a mile away, down the other end of the Beit HaMikdash? You can. It's very unwise. Right? From where are we up to? He's a dama b'chol makom kshera. I'm sorry. Oh, panita lehutatana rabbana. This is consistent. Malaka, if someone did malika b'chol makom b'mitzbeach kshera. Anywhere, fine. He's a b'chol dama b'chol makom kshera. He's a v'lo mita. If you did hiza, you didn't do mita. Also kshera. Ubalvad. She did mechuda sikra ulamata v'dam hanefesh. As long as you apply some blood dam hanefesh below the chuda sikra, my kama. What does that mean? Hachikama. Here's what it means. Malaka b'chal makam mizbeach kshera. That's fine. Mita dama b'chal makam mizbeach kshera. Also fine. In hiza v'lo mita kshera. That's also fine. Ubalvad. She yitain mechuda sikra ulamata v'dam hanefesh. Right. So therefore, the hazah can't be done anywhere, but only the mitzvah can be done anywhere. Right. So what that means is that the hazah has to be done at that specific corner. The mitzvah and the malika, we don't care, but it's a good idea to do all things together.
Everyone have a very good day. Stay healthy and warm.